time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
It sure is. We have Georgia Knight on the line, zooming into us from NAMM. She's recently announced her upcoming debut album, Beanpole, alongside releasing the second single from the album, Mingle. Kia ora, Georgia. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. And I'm actually phoning in from down south. I've just gotten back to Littleton yesterday. So I'm a little closer.
Oh, lovely. Amazing. Nice to be home.
Yeah, oh God, it's so nice. It's just started raining, and it's like, this is just my favorite South Island weather ever. Like, just like cool rain. It's beautiful.
There's nothing really better than being cozy inside when it's raining.
I live for it. I really do.
You are from Littleton, of course. How have you kind of found, like, since moving to NAMM, how have you kind of found, like, adapting to the music scene since having moved from Aotearoa?
Well, it's actually the other way around. I'm from Australia. I'm from Melbourne, born and raised, and I've actually moved. I've gone the other way. I've moved from Melbourne to Littleton.
Oh, no way. Sorry, I completely got that wrong.
Oh, no, it's totally fine. You know what? It's when any Kiwis mistake me for one of their own, it's a real, you know, I'm just like bedding in really well.
It's amazing. So it's really nice. We'll take you. We'll accept you as one of our own.
Oh, you too. thanks.
We're actually just listening to the first one of the songs you've picked today by Talk Talk. It's called Desire. Lovely, long, almost 7-minute track.
Gorge. Mm.
It's really gorgeous.
It's certainly not a radio edit track, which I sort of realized after I sent through my the songs.
No, yeah, that's
it's
okay.
Like, ropey.
That's so okay. I feel like it's nice because it's got so much ambience in the beginning, so we can kind of talk over it for a second. Do you want to tell us a bit about why you picked this track first?
Yeah, I'd love to. Well, for a couple of reasons, really. Most importantly, I wrote my the first single off this new album, Desire, about this song. The chorus of my song is the first line of this Talk Talk song. When I heard it, I was actually listening to this album, which is called Spirit of Eden. I used to listen to it every morning when I got up through lockdown, because I lived by myself and I really needed a constant. Because I was living in this like really dank little apartment in the northern suburbs of Melbourne, and I needed something that felt like, you know, just like escape. Mm. And this album, but particularly this song, just like captures that quite perfectly.
Mm, totally. I feel like the build and the dynamics in it. Woo! As I say
there
that.
We go.
Yeah, really adds to that. For our listeners, we're chatting with Georgia Knight here at the moment. We're going to listen to a little bit more of this Talk Talk track. This is Desire, and then we'll keep chatting in a moment.
Thanks.
Thank you.
song that's playing under us is Desire by Talk Talk, where we've got Georgia Knight on the line, who's picked us some tracks for What's Cooking.
Hello.
We're back.
I was just listening to like Mark Hollis singing and like looking out the window at the rain and just feeling very like main character.
Oh, and that's so beautiful. So let's talk about your latest single off, which is called Mingle, off the forthcoming album, Bean Pole. We're so excited. Back off your EP, Hell on Bent Street. So brilliant. How did you go about approaching the writing of your upcoming project? And was that any different from the writing of your EP?
Yeah, it was quite different. I think with the album, it was really like it just felt like this like secret project that I was just constantly tinkering away with, and I sort of changed every device that I used for writing. I'd pretty much like doctored everything just to try and get a new approach. I really wanted to like try and invent with this like new music, and one of those things, well, like a big part of that was putting down the guitar and picking up auto harp. Like it's a funny instrument. It's like a sort of like best known for like in like kind of Appalachian-y like hill music essentially, and like old time country music. But I saw one like crop up on Marketplace years ago, and classic. Just like, I'd never picked one up and was just like, oh, I think I just have a strong feeling that like I need that instrument. and then I started playing away on it. And the funny thing about them is they have like pre-programmed chords. So it's a very limited like range of chords you can use. And that basically forced the form of all of these songs. They're all contained within this chord structure, which was really good. It's like, as soon as you put up, like, you know, you put up some walls for yourself, you start to, you know, you start to build a little house, a sort of musical little house, which was fitting because I was living in a very little house. and so, you know, it was locked down, and I, you know, my only inputs were like, you know, whatever book I was reading or listening to or whatever. And then, luckily, I had my friend's studio down the road was like available to me after that, and I really wanted to have a go at like writing music as I was recording. So a fair bit of this music is like formed in the recording process, which was completely different as well. And it's quite like, you know, it's quite a luxury. It's sort of like, you know, they could do that in the, you know, in the 70s, and you know, the Talk Talk, the band, may have used, you know, studios to like develop music, because like back in the old days there was all the time and all the great studio space that you could want. And so I just really wanted to have a go at that, like have free rein. And luckily my friend Idge just gave me like complete freedom in the studio. And that sort of informed the whole like the like making of the entire album. So it's quite eclectic because of that. No, there was no one making no one enforcing any other rules aside from like what I could think of doing in the moment, which was really lucky.
That's so interesting, hearing you talk a bit about the auto harp, because I feel like sometimes songwriting can be really overwhelming as like a task to set yourself to do, with like so much possibility of what that could look like and how that could transform and appear. But I guess like playing with something that kind of scales it down and is a bit like of a writing exercise where you only have so many chords you can play, it must be an interesting way of kind of going about that. We do have the next track from you, which is Silver Apple by Program. We're going to play that one for a sec and then we'll come back and keep talking in a moment.
Cool.
And have people uncurl their ears like me. starting to have children.
Listening to Silver Apple by Program, and we've got Georgia Knight on the line. This is a much older track. I mean, I feel like you've in general picked a lot of older tracks today, but this one's from 1968, but it still feels quite modern, and I think particularly with like the use of sampling, which is so big in alternative music now. Tell us a bit about this track. Why did you pick it?
This track just blows my mind.
Recorded
in 1967, released in 68. And it's two guys. One of them basically got all of these army oscillators, World War II oscillators, and basically stuck them all together. And it sort of created this huge instrument that surrounded him. And he would like manually dial all of these oscillators, essentially creating like sounds that we're so familiar with now, but it was 1967 and no one had ever heard it before. Like, just, it's completely inventive. And the other thing I love about it is that drum, like that, like it's sort of like a breakbeat drum pattern. And I just heard this song and it just like, it just boggled my brain, and I wish I could have like sat down with these guys when they were first, you know, playing this music and just like seen what the uptake was of people who were hearing this kind of, these tones for the first time.
Totally. Yeah, hearing this for the first time in the 60s would have been wild. But I mean, like, it was such a period of change and like, particularly like culturally, so I guess it kind of maybe would have made a bit of sense, but also like it's nuts. The track is so good.
It's crazy.
As I said before, you've actually picked a lot of like older tracks for today. Do you feel like most inspired by these kind of earlier periods of music, or has that been quite like formative to your sound or relationship with music in a sense?
Well, the funny thing is, like, when I was growing up, I didn't really listen to much music. There wasn't heaps of like pop culture sort of access, and sorry, I'm just getting away from my cat because she's screaming. Yeah, like I didn't really listen to that much music when I was growing up. It took a long time to figure out. I didn't even know that people made albums until I was like in uni, like I knew vaguely, but I didn't realize that like that you could even do that. And so like when I listen to music now, it all kind of feels like it's from the same era, because I've heard most of it for the first time. Like I'm hearing most of it for the first time, but I don't really have like a you know, I wouldn't say that I'm like particularly, you know, drawn to, you know, old or new music. It all is kind of hitting me at the same speed, but I chose these tracks because I want, you know, that all of these things have all of these three songs have elements that feature on the album, so maybe there is a trend in a way toward like older sounds.
Oh, cool. We're gonna play your last track you've chosen for today now. We've got an absolute classic, Happy Together, The Turtles. We'll be right back to continue chatting in a moment.
To think about the girl you love and hold her tight, so happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind.
imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. How they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me.
It almost feels like a crime to talk over this song. It's so great. It's such a classic. Thanks for picking it. I feel like this segment is so great because we get to expose, not that this one's an exposure, exposing us to new music, but like listen to music we might not have picked for the show. So thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Now, you're coming to, well, you're already here, but you're going to be playing in Aotearoa with Folk Bitch Trio later this year. How does it feel to be playing some shows around here, especially with Folk Bitch Trio, who are so great? I've been loving that latest album.
Oh, it's a delight. You know, I'm these are like my first, this is my first tour in, my first proper sort of tour in, like over here, and so I just want to see everything, you know. I want to see these venues, and it's cool as well. Like Folk Bitch Trio are from my hometown, and so this, you know, the four of us are going to be exploring the North Island for the first time together, which is really lovely.
Oh wait,
and they're just
so exciting.
Incredible. They're just an amazing band.
Yeah, no, totally. I'm so excited. I feel like especially it makes a lot of sense with you playing with them sonically. So it's going to be a really great show. I implore all of our listeners to head along. Now we're going to play your latest single, Mingle. Oh, I love that it rhymes. And before we do, did you want to talk a little bit about the recording process and the writing of the single and perhaps why you decided to release this prior to your album?
Well, this is the first track that was written for the album. And so there's a little bit of like, and it's the first track on the album. And so it's a little bit of a, it's kind of like the garden gate to the rest of the songs. We recorded it, yeah, in that studio, like Idge and I, and we were lucky to have, Dan Luscombe come in and play some Optigan on right at the start, which is that like the like thudding rhythm that you hear. It's just really, it was really fun, and like this song is like, you know, it's a sexy song. Like I just, that's like the funnest music you can make. So it was just, yeah, it was an absolute pleasure.
Amazing. Hey, thank you so much, Georgia, for speaking with us today. We've absolutely loved your selections and having you on the show, and we're very, very excited. Soph and I will be, in fact, going to the show. So we're excited to also see you live.
Great.
Beanpole comes out on October the 31st, and you're listening to Mingle on 95BFM.
You talk of revolution and talk about your baby. that was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.